Welcome. Today, we're discussing an exciting topic, integrating AI into Obsidian. It's a game changer for note-taking and research. I've heard whispers about this. So, how do we actually bring the power of AI into our Obsidian vaults? Well, there are a few ways. The video highlights using custom frames, Commander, and the web viewer, with options for both free and paid tools. It's all about creating a seamless workflow.
Free and paid options? Tell me more about the free route.
Sure. Think Gemini, ChatGPT, Claude, Perplexity, all fantastic free AI tools. The Obsidian Web Viewer Core plugin lets you open these directly within Obsidian. No more constant tab switching.
Got it. So less context switching. What about keeping them organized within Obsidian?
Custom Frames plugin. It basically turns web apps into panes within Obsidian. Super convenient, and you can customize the styling too. Think dedicated panes for each of your AI tools.
I see. Interesting. And Commander? What role does that play?
Commander is like a shortcut master. You can set up commands to quickly open specific AI tools or web viewers directly from the tab bar. Boom, instant access.
Okay, free tools. Check. But the video also mentioned paid tools. What's the advantage there?
Paid AI tools often offer advanced features, higher usage limits, dedicated support, and potentially faster processing. The video specifically talks about Obsidian AI tools, a subscription service offering access to a whole suite of premium models.
So a one-stop shop for premium AI? Does the video go into the cost and setup of that?
Yes. It mentions a partnership with Ultimate AI, a $7 monthly subscription for access to the Obsidian AI tools. Setup involves configuring the web viewer or custom frames, much like the free tools, but you also get an aggregated API key for use with AI community plugins.
An aggregated API key, huh? That sounds useful.
Exactly. It streamlines using those AI-powered plugins within Obsidian, like Copilot and Chatbot. No need to manage separate keys for each service.
So, the video walks through a real-world example using these tools, right?
Yes, it shows how to format notes with YAML properties using AI. It compares community plugins with the Obsidian AI tools, highlighting the efficiency and flexibility of the latter. The example emphasizes how much time can be saved through automation.
I'm sold. This all sounds incredibly useful. Any final thoughts?
The video really emphasizes how these tools, both free and paid, can significantly boost productivity within Obsidian. It's all about finding the right balance between cost and features. And remember, always explore, experiment, and find what works best for your workflow. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.